rotate easing. The time has come to relever. Lending short term, huh, baby, that's just teasing. I want to lend forever. Now the credit markets are misbehaving. I think they need a spanking. That's why I'm ready to show them some very special central banking.
That was Curtis Threadneedle. What a smoothie. Central banking as you've never heard it before. Well, quantitative easing is often described as printing money, but that's not true. There aren't stacks of extra banknotes. But the central bank does inject money into the financial system in an attempt to boost the economy. After the credit crisis hit, both the US and the UK introduced limited rounds of quantitative easing, or QE. Japan has also started doing it recently. And now there's feverish speculation the US could start another round of QE as early as next week. Here's the BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker to explain how it works.
Quantitative easing. It's important, and it's about to get even more important if the US Federal Reserve decides to do more. But what on earth is it? Well, the easing bit is about easy money, making credits cheaper or more available. Normally, a central bank does it by cutting interest rates, but the Fed's official rates are practically zero and can't go lower. So that's where the quantitative bit comes in. The Fed directly increases the quantity of money by creating it. Central banks can do that, and using it to buy financial assets such as government and company debt. That tends to lower the interest rate on those debts and, with luck, in the economy more widely, boosting investment and household spending. Is there a downside? Yes, there certainly can be. Pumping up the money supply can lead to higher inflation. When a central bank buys government bonds, it's in effect paying the government's bills by creating money. That's what causes hyperinflation. But the US is not there, not yet. The newly created money is sometimes called base money, inside the banking system. And if you thought all money was base, you're mistaken. The big inflation risk comes when banks use this base money to lend more to firms and households. So far, that hasn't really happened. If the Fed gets it right, a revived US will create export opportunities for others. But already some of this new money has been seeking higher returns in emerging economies, where it might inflate new financial